What's it like having your dad watch you in the NFL?
You know, for him, I can only imagine what it's like, you know, seeing your son out there, you know, having your last name and representing your number. You know, it's probably an unbelievable, you know, feeling for him. But, you know, for me, it's just, you know, everything he taught me, you know, it paid off. And, you know, I stayed the course and, you know, I was, you know, coachable, should I say, you know, with him, you know, coaching me and, you know, just listening. I think that was the biggest thing as a kid. That you know, I did for myself was, you know, listen. I took in what everybody, you know, gave me as far as knowledge.
What are some of the things your dad does? Your dad call you after games and let you know what he thinks of your game, or he just kind of lets it, he kind of stays away?
He calls me every day. He calls me every day, regardless of, you know, game, practice.
Just to say hi, just to chat,
yeah,
just to talk
he's always
football?
gonna talk football. We always talk football. My mother hates it, because she wants to just talk about just what's going on with life, period. Like a mother
Yeah,
should.
I was going to say, good balance, good
Yeah,
balance.
it's a good balance. But, you know, when he calls, it's all about ball or, you know, something, you know, that's happening in the world. But majority of the time, it is ball. I started playing football at age three. I was, you know, chasing butterflies and looking at airplanes at the beginning. But around five and six, I knew it was just football. It wasn't something that my dad just kind of pushed me to do. He threw me in football. I played basketball. I ran track. But football was just something that I love, and it's my passion.
Now, I've also heard from maybe a couple of your teammates that you also were on a dance team.
Marcus May and, you know, Mo Claiborne, they say I'm on a dance team because I just got the best dance moves. Besides, Tez always saying that he has the best dance moves. I don't know why, but I just have rhythm. I've always, you know, grown up, you know, dancing and just having fun and just bringing out my personality.
If you weren't a football player, what would you be doing?
Probably an actor.
Huh?
I would probably, you know, want to act.
Dramatic actor,
A little
comedy.
bit of everything. I
Like
don't
a Will
know.
Smith?
I could see that.
Denzel?
Or Martin. I like
Oh,
Denzel.
you're going that way?
Yeah,
Okay.
I'm a.
Okay.
I you know I'm a big Denzel Washington fan. It's really as well as Martin Lawrence. So you know that those two. I don't know. I don't know what I would really want to stick to. I would kind of want to just be over. You know, all around cat.
Are you the best dressed guy on the team?
I believe so. Yes,
Are
most
you?
definitely.
Why do you think that is?
It's just it's you know
Because I think
I
Forte
express.
is pretty good, DeMario
Yeah,
Davis.
Forte has a, you know he has a little swag. I can give him that. You know, with the suits and whatnot. You know, he's been in the game for a while. He kind of has that uncle swag. You know, I kind of have that new swag, and you know that personality. But no, I love Forte swag, man. He definitely brings it. As far as off the field, with his game day preparation.
Favorite designer?
That's tough. Probably Michael Murray.
Okay.
Yeah,
How
I'm a
many pairs of
big.
shoes do you own?
To be honest with you, probably over 100 plus, but I couldn't really give you the exact number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you match your shoes to your outfit or your outfit to your shoes?
It's all about that flow. You got to have that flow. You know, it kind of it feeds off, you know, one another, but at the same time, you just got to have that matching color, or that, you know, that off-white color that's going with the shoe, and then you have to put the shades on, and it takes a little work, but at the same time, you know, that's what I enjoy. That's what I love to, you know, do as far as expressing myself.